Over 90% of Iraq's Christians are gone. A 55-year-old man graduates from high school, and cake can help you further the gospel. Find out how on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Mosul, Tikrit, Nineveh, and parts of Kirkuk fell to rebel hands over the last 96 hours. Iraq is coming unglued, and the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, or ISIS, is the reason why. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says,
really, their aim is to establish a Sunni Muslim caliphate in the Middle East.
ISIS terrorists started their campaign in Syria, taking over several towns along the border. And when they arrived, the crucifixions and extortion taxes started.
Islamist insurgents want to make Iraq a Muslim-only country. They do not want any Christians inside Iraq. So we're seeing this being played out right now.
Syrian Christians took refuge in Iraq. Then ISIS showed up in Iraq marching toward Baghdad, scattering refugees along the way. It's hit Christians especially hard.
Over 90% of the Christians have left Mosul. Our field workers are saying that this is another tremendous blow to Christianity inside Iraq.
Iraq needs the hope of Christ now more than ever. We'll connect you with Open Doors through our website. Meanwhile, Monday marked 3 years of resumed conflict between the Kachin state and Myanmar military. A report released by Fortify Rights echoes Partners Relief and Development's concerns about child soldiers on both sides of the conflict and highlights the systematic torture and abuse of the Kachin over the last 3 years. Find the link to the full report on our website and ways you can help Partners Relief and Development minister to the people of Myanmar with the peace only Christ can give. This is Mission Network News. Ready for the 2014 Commonwealth Games? This sports competition is going to bring over 1 million people to the host city of Glasgow, Scotland. Biblica's Mark Finney says that's where they're focusing their outreach efforts, which includes a letter from Queen Elizabeth II.
She's written a really beautiful little piece for us that talks about the New Testament being so important to her and encouraging people to read it for themselves.
Teams of believers will be handing out Commonwealth New Testaments to spectators and athletes alike. They're also leaving penny gospels behind at pubs and bus stops.
The hope is that as people pick it up, as they read it, their lives will be touched by the story of Luke and that the Holy Spirit will work in them and bring them to faith.
Can you help cover some of the penny gospel production costs? We'll connect you at our website.
Pray that the huge number that have been requested will be distributed effectively and to the right people.
Next, a 55-year-old pastor in Chile just graduated from high school. He credits the lifetime achievement to Bright Hope International, whose workshops are transforming the pastor's community. Most community and church members never finished high school, but Bright Hope's workshops are giving people the confidence they need to try again. It's also helping community members hear about Christ. Get the full story and prayer needs at our website. And last week, we told you about how God blessed an aviation ministry with a new airplane. Jim Sims of New Tribes Mission shares how that plane is a tool to multiply ministry in Papua New Guinea.
The ultimate goal is that we would teach these people in such a way that once a church is established, that they will have their teachers and their elders, and then they will have missionaries that will go out from their own churches, and they'll be reaching these other people.
NTM has been blessed to see many examples of God working in PNG. Read the full article on our website to learn about the man who tried to buy a missionary and what made one tribal chief say,
"We've never heard anything like this before. We all need to come to this teaching every day. The teaching is like cake that you gave us. I've never tasted anything like it. It is so delicious."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of the devotional Voices in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions, 100 true stories of God's servants who are working in the hard places. It's a great resource to study by yourself or with your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.